From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. State Auditor Nicole Galloway is getting strong support from Democratic stalwarts a few days after announcing her bid for governor. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more from the Missouri Democratic Party's Truman Day Dinner.
Galloway was the marquee speaker at the Truman Dinner, which is the Missouri Democratic Party's biggest event of the year. She told hundreds of people in St. Louis Saturday night she was ready to bring the fight next year to Governor Mike Parson.
Governor Parson, he is not a bad guy. But simply not being Eric Greitens is too low of a bar.
Democrats have had three dismal election cycles in a row. But people like House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid believe Galloway can provide a boost for Missouri Democrats.
It is extremely important that we can be unified going in. You know, 2020 is going to be a difficult year for us, but we have a lot of excitement behind our wonderful governor candidate.
Parson is expected to announce his 2020 gubernatorial run in the coming weeks. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Authorities are looking for an inmate who has escaped from a crew that was helping to clean up after the Missouri State Fair came to an end for the year. A Missouri Department of Corrections spokesperson says 34-year-old Shannon Dwayne Watts of Springfield was reported missing Monday when he didn't return to a van to the Tipton Correctional Center. He was serving a 15-year sentence there for charges that included burglary, resisting arrest, and tampering with a motor vehicle. The search has since been expanded beyond the nearly 400-acre fairgrounds in Sedalia. The Missouri Public Defender's Office plans to use text messages as a new way to remind defendants of their court dates. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the project is designed to prevent defendants from facing jail time for missing court dates. The program will begin in Columbia, Jefferson City, St. Louis, Troy, and Kennett. In some Missouri courts, defendants can face failure to appear charges and jail time if they don't attend scheduled court hearings. Two men with handguns in their waistbands alarmed shoppers when they entered a Kansas City area Walmart yesterday, but police say they were just buying ammunition for target practice. A Kansas City, Missouri police spokesperson says the men were cooperative and were released because they hadn't violated Missouri law. Missouri does not require a permit to openly carry a firearm for those 19 years and older, and the Walmart store the men entered does not prohibit guns in the store. Walmart officials didn't immediately respond to a message. Earlier this month, 22 people were killed during a mass shooting at another Walmart in El Paso, Texas, and just last week, prosecutors charged a 20-year-old man with making a terrorist threat after he walked into a Springfield, Missouri Walmart wearing body armor, carrying a loaded rifle and handgun, and filming himself with a phone. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.